And welcome to IluPod, Forest for the Rest of Our Life, a brief talk about forestry and English for educational and entertainment purposes.
Hello, IluPods! My name is Vincent, and I'll be your host for this episode of IluPod. If you feel familiar with my voice, it's because I'm the one who filled in as a VA for the tagline of IluPod, you know? Hello, IluPod, yada, yada, yada. Okay, first of all, it's nice to be back on another episode of IluPod with IFSA LCVGM. So this episode's theme will be Indispensability of English. We will talk about the importance of the English language for information gathering and also interacting in society. Before we start, I would like to introduce the guests we have today. So please give the warmest welcome to Mirza and Fiana. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Welcome, both of you, to IluPod. It's a pleasure to have you here as guests. And thank you all so much for sparing your precious time to join me in this podcast. So, how's your day? Mirza, how's your day?
My day has been great today. So much fun. Thank you for asking.
Oh, okay, that's great to hear. Then how about you, Fiana? How's your day?
Okay, my day is really good and awesome, I guess. So how is your day, Vincent?
Oh my, thank you for asking. Mine's great too. Okay, since it's been a great day for all of us, I hope you will also enjoy our talk today. But before we jump into our discussion, I want you to introduce yourself to IluPods at home, or well, whatever they are right now listening, actually. Mirza, could you introduce yourself first?
Hello, everyone. My name is Mirza Nuraini Widiyati. Just call me Mirza whenever you meet me. I'm from Forestry Education Commission, or FANCY. So it's just like its name, FANCY. It's so fancy in FANCY.
Okay, thank you for your introduction. How about you, Fiana? It's your turn to introduce yourself.
Hello guys, my name is Fiana Ekapelia, and you can call me Fiana. I'm from HRD, Human Resource Development Commission. I think that's it. Nice to meet you all.
Okay, thank you for your introduction. So now I want to ask you, just random chit-chat, what have you been doing before today's podcast, you know? Fiana, I want you to tell me first, what have you been doing?
Oh, well, what I've been doing, I just doing some jobs, like some event, but that's a secret event, so I don't want to talk about it. But
oh, secret.
I'm going to my city, yes, tomorrow, I guess, so I should prepare for it.
Oh wow, that's a really cool thing to hear. I mean, you're going home tomorrow, so I hope you have the best travels and safe travels. Okay, how about you, Mirza? What have you been doing?
Yes, I've been doing my field work near my house here to spend the holidays, right? Gaining some information, knowledge, and meeting new friends also.
So your field work, like what exactly you're doing, where you're doing it, you know,
Yes, it's actually random places where I just went, like just today I went to a nursery called Kucur Nursery. It's in Ngawi, and we do some vegetative clone for tick, you know, cutting it.
Oh yeah, that's very, very interesting. Okay, thank you for both your answers. Okay. Since I've been asking those questions now, how about we just jump into our topic? So, start it off easy, not so complicated kind of answer. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being incapable and 10 being extremely proficient, how is your English? Let's start with Mirza first.
one being incapable and 10 for extremely capable. Well, it's kind of difficult because I have to score myself. Let's say 7 maybe?
7, mm-hmm. And why do you think it's 7, Mirza?
Because I can deliver my thoughts, my opinion in English in a good way, like informal chit-chat, informal conversations. However, some formal, especially in academic English, I found it difficult because we have to find a proper sentence to speak.
I see. I also have similar problems like that, I guess, so I could relate. And how about you, Fiona? Do you have similar scores or maybe, you know, maybe better? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I have similar score, like 7, but different reason, I guess. So my reason is because I'm really easy to get insecurity. So I think, always think like, I'm not really good enough with my English because it's my second language too, also maybe third language, like Japanese or maybe Bahasa first. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you feel insecure of your English. Okay, maybe you shouldn't be insecure of your English. I feel that, you know, your English is good enough, so don't beat yourself down. Okay, so right now I want to know, like, you know what, Fiona? I want to know how your English skills affect your social life in general.
Okay, social life, right, in general. Mm-hmm. So if you ask me about it, I think it's very impactful first for me, like for have a conversation or like only for having small talks with strangers. That was a moment. Can I tell you a story anyways?
Yeah, okay, it's fine, it's
okay,
fine.
Okay, okay. So there was a moment that made me really proud of myself because I have a friend from another country and he said that I was his first friend from Indonesia who can speak English fluently, you know. Like, it's really make me like, oh my god. Yeah. Oh,
wow. Okay. That is really cool. That is really cool. That's really amazing. I'm going to give props to you for that. Okay. Then Mirza, you have also interesting stuff.
Well, of course I have. First, social English life? English mm-hmm. skill is really affecting my social life because when we joined with this IFSA LCUGM, we also it is required an English skill, right? So that's
yeah,
it.
That's one of them.
And the second is, a couple weeks ago there is a international student gathering that held by Office of International Affairs and UGM Buddy Club, and I joined that event, met new people from other countries like Cambodia, Myanmar, Malaysia, and some of Arabic also, they speak English there, so I can talk with them so
oh, wow.
much.
That is fun. That sounds so fun. You got new friends, English speaking friends that, yeah, you connect through, you know, talking English together, right? Yeah, it's pretty fun. Okay, then I ask about social life. Social life is, you know, just informal stuff. Then how about college life where you need formal English most of the time, right? So let's jump into Mirza. How's your college life affected by English?
So much affected. Because in college life, we have to find doing our duty with journal, especially international journal. There we have to know the exact information from the journal. The first thing, the basic thing we should have is English skill, right? To know the information, that's it.
Yeah, that's really, really, that does really affect, yeah. Then Fiona, do you have the same, you know, maybe effect for English?
Well,
life?
I think no. It's really different with Mirza because, you know, I don't use English much in my college life, except for read international journal or maybe presentation from lecture. Like back again, I use English mostly for conversation. So yeah, it doesn't really affect for my college life, I guess.
So it's just, you know, basic looking through journal kind of stuff, and it's and that
yeah,
that is not a big yes. yeah, that's not a big impact.
Yeah, for me, okay. that's not a big.
Okay. Really. That's really cool. So now, I want to ask you, is it important for people to learn English? And you know, maybe it doesn't have to be really, really long opinion. I just want your honest opinion. It's a yes or no, basic simple stuff like that. So Diana, how's your opinion regarding this?
Okay, if you ask me, do you think it's important? Yes, of course, 100%. Like, why? Because there are a lot of benefits when we learn English. Yeah, that's it.
Then can you mention some of that benefit, maybe? Doesn't need to be college students, but people in general.
Well, back again, I just tell you guys about the benefit. Like, we can have a small talk, only small talk, but it's really, really hard when people don't understand about English, right? With strangers and of course with people from another country. That's my benefit, I guess.
Okay. Understandable. Then Mirza, is it important for you?
Yes, of course. For me, there is no reason why we don't learn English. Because English is a universal language, people from other countries will use English for an international event. So then we should learn English, right? To know what is exactly going on in this planet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, going. Yeah, well, since you know how most of the internet is using English as the basic languages, right? Mainly universal language. So it's really, really important for us to learn, right? And okay, with that the case, in social media, you know, in the internet in general, there are people that think, you know, that the English speaking people are like, you know, weird, or they don't like English speaking people. They think that English is unimportant. You know, they're mocking them. So what do you think about that, Mirza? What do you think?
Yes, well, first of all, I don't take it personally when people mock me for speaking English in our social life, because I think they all have, some of them have a close-minded. They don't think that English is useful, but actually it's the opposite.
Okay. Then Fiona, I'm just gonna ask you straight up, like, Mirza already told us that, you know, how he feels about this English haters, you could say. Is that too hard of a word? But I guess, yeah, you know what? Simply English haters. So have you been attacked or mocked or shamed by this English hater kind, Fiona?
Yes. It's gonna be like in high school, I guess. So I have Twitter, right? And I met some tweet out there. And it's not for speak, right? So it's gonna be like writing. And I'm the type that doesn't really care about the rules, like grammar or something. And Indonesian people feels like it's so damn weird. So they just comment on my Twitter. And it's really hard, you know, because it judge, not only like, oh, this is a mistake, but mock, judge, and it's really hard. That's it.
Oh, poor Fiona. So, are you okay now with, you know, how people treat you, or you're still feeling, you know, maybe a little hurt? Can you comment?
Oh, it's really okay, because I learned something that there's always haters, right? So, yeah.
Okay. That's an interesting experience from Fiona. Okay, so for the both of you, what is your current wishes? Maybe wishes. Maybe you have more than one, right? Regarding your own or college students, education, you know, education department, or maybe people in general. in their, you know, English fluency, maybe speaking, maybe writing. Okay, Mirza?
Well, there is something, or maybe a couple of things that I want to deliver about their some people English fluency. Well, first, don't be ashamed with your pronunciations, because all individual has their own pronunciation. Maybe they like English Japanese. They like it's like you know, Mendoka, like kind of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I understand.
Don't
that.
Be ashamed of that. Just speak it freely. There is no policies against you to speak English.
Oh, okay. That is a very, very, very good message. Then, you know, get a good wish. Fiona, how about you?
Oh, for a wish. Okay. I hope people will learn more about English. Science, right now, English is really important for life, right? And also, I hope people will be more, you know, open-minded and accepting when someone use English in public or maybe social media. Just use, like, if they got some mistake, just say it. Don't need to judge them. It's easy. You don't have to carry the word Bahasa is our mother tongue, because we all know that. I think, yeah.
Okay. Well, she's speaking from personal experience, I guess. That's why she said those wishes. Okay, so let's summarize what have been said by our two wonderful guests tonight. So they think that English is important, and yes, we do agree with that. And also that you don't need to be ashamed for learning English or using English in everyday life, because it is important. It helps you connect with other people in different countries, especially. And also, if there are mistakes that you've done and you're being mocked by it, you don't have to care about them. You have just go forward, don't care, and keep learning, and you'll improve slowly, even though it's slow. Over time, you'll improve, you'll get better. And yeah, you don't have to worry about your pronunciation also, because, you know, people have their own way of speaking. So yeah. It's a really, really wonderful message we have tonight. And with that said, we have reached the end of today's podcast. But before we officially end today's episode, does any of you want to say anything to the Lupods listeners at home? Maybe Mirza first.
Well, there's something. My quote will be, never stop learning, because life says never stop teaching. So keep learning. And in this case, we learned English. We learned how to communicate, how to deliver it in a good way. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that message. And how about Fiona?
Okay, because Mirza has like quotes, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, like, you guys just study English, right? There is a lot, like, there are a lot of benefits, so just study well. And also, thanks for inviting me, and it's really nice to talk with you guys.
Okay, yeah, it's really nice, you know, to talk with all the both of you. So I would like to thank you once again for attending today's, you know, just small discussion for this podcast. And thank you for both of your opinions regarding today's topic. And I want to thank you to all the listeners, all you Lupods out there who are still tuned in till the end. I love you all, platonically, of course. Like, it would be weird if it's romantically, right? I hope all of you listeners out there, Lupods, whether at work, home, or even on the road, enjoyed this episode of I Love Pod with IFSA LC UGM. I wish all of you realize the importance of the English language and how indispensable it is. Once again, thank you and see you in another episode of I Love Pod. Bye-bye.